SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, a facelift for the National Heroes Park, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. The proposed redevelopment of the National Heroes Park has received the blessing of several Kingston residents who say they are eagerly awaiting the changes. Rona Reed of Hart Street says she is looking forward to having a place where she can relax and take a load off.
It would allow me to have a place to rest and to just relax and meditate. Sometimes when I go over the park, it's very wet and muddy and it really doesn't look so pleasing. And for me to live so close, I don't have to go out of town. I cannot go over there and have fun with my friends.
Another resident, Akeem Wilson of Slipe Road, notes that the community, and in particular his children, will benefit from the upgrades.
It will be a great upgrade for the community because the place will beautify. You know, you have a kiddie section over there. They have slides and everything over there for them, and jungle gym and everything. Basically, nobody goes here unless you want to tell them kids. So the place will beautify it a little better.
Works to upgrade the facility will get underway shortly, following the signing of agreements earlier this week by the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. The ministry signed Memoranda of Understanding with the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Chase Fund, which are helping to finance the development. A contract was also signed with Black Brothers Limited to construct boundary walls, begin landscaping, and refurbish and expand the monuments under Phase 1 of the project. Phases 2 and 3 will involve additional infrastructure works, construction of walkways, and further landscaping. The 50-acre space is divided into 5 distinct zones, namely the Shrine of the Heroes, the Passive Contemplative Zone, the Active Zone, Service Zone, and the Zone Reserved for Parliament Building. National Heroes Park was formerly named George VI Memorial Park, in memory of George VI, the King of England who died in 1952. After independence in 1962, the park was renamed National Heroes Park in honor of the country's national heroes.
Can you sing, dance, act, or write? Then enter the JCDC 2016 Festival of the Performing Arts Competitions in music, speech, drama, dance, and traditional folk forms. The JCDC continues to provide opportunities that unearth, develop, and showcase your creative talents. Deadline is Friday, November 27, 2015. Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm for entry forms and other details, or any JCDC parish office islandwide. Enter now.
Under Vision 2030, Jamaica will aim to regain its competitive edge in the bauxite and alumina industry, especially by reducing the cost of energy. Particular focus will be on Jamaica's vast reserves of high-quality limestone and the many valuable products that can be produced from it. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
Do you remember marbles played in a game on the road surface in communities? Youths would have the marbles on the ground, roll it, flick it, play with it. When living in Gregory Park, I witnessed, as a pastime, marbles being played between boys. Another thing I remember in Jamaica is the jelly slippers, the translucent slippers, worn commonly amongst girls. Do you also remember the Mazda police cars? They were of a good shape, and as a youth, I always dreamt of having a Mazda when I grew up.
And here now is a child care tip. Be careful of what you say to and about your children. Say things that will edify them and not cause them to feel ashamed or worthless. A child's self-esteem can be fragile. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again next time as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.